It's Here and Now, and if you've been listening to this show regularly, you've probably heard our DJ sessions. And if you have, you may have heard from this artist, who's actually been featured a couple of times. Her name is Yuna. This song, Mountains, is on Yuna's new album, Nocturnal. She is from Malaysia, but is currently headlining a tour in the U.S. for the first time and was kind enough to come into our studio for a visit. Yuna, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi.
And we've also got Lincoln Jesser, the guitarist, here with us as well. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And Yuna, you are on tour now for the first time in the U.S.
Yeah, it's actually my first headlining tour, so it's really exciting, especially when you get to travel. Going from one city to another, knowing that, you know, the crowd's going to show up is my crowd. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's, for people who have not heard you before, mm-hmm. I want to get right to the music so we can hear a little bit of it. Let's listen to your song, Rescue, if you could do that for us.
Yeah.
She thinks she's all alone, and all her hopes are gone, and so I wrote the song so she can move along. But things were bad, she was in despair. Things were bad, and you were never there. Well, things were bad, she came up for air. She said a little prayer, and she found herself. Yeah, she's got light in her face. She don't need no rescuing, she's okay. Yeah, she's got life in her veins. She don't need no rescuing, she's okay. No SOS needed, no rescuing, she's fine out there. No SOS needed, no rescuing. She looks into the sky, and all her tears are dry. She kissed her fears goodbye. She's gonna be alright. But things were bad, they were beyond repair. She was scared, she couldn't handle it. But things were bad, she's glad. Can't you tell that she's walking on air? Yeah, she's got light in her face. She don't need no rescuing, she's okay. Yeah, she's got life in her veins. She don't need no rescuing, she's okay. No SOS needed, no rescuing, she's fine out there. Rescuing, she's fine out there, yeah. She's got life in her veins. She don't need no rescuing, she's okay.
Wow, that was great. What an honor to have you do that right here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That song that we just heard, Rescue, mm-hmm. people have called it a feminist anthem. Is that the way you see it?
I find it really weird because I don't consider myself a feminist. And I don't see how that song is a feminist anthem. Hmm. It's just a song that I wrote about, you know, all the strong women that I know in my life. For example, like my mom and my friends, you know, back home in Malaysia. And they've gone through so much and, you know, they're still strong. And my mom, she's a really strong individual emotionally and physically, you know, and she's always spiritually, and she's always like out there, you know, looking out for me. And I guess I just wanted to celebrate that strength.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you did go to law school before you became a musician.
Yeah, I did. And during my final semester, I was doing a lot of music. I was hanging out with a lot of my musician friends, and these are like Malaysian kids who were just like doing their own thing, their own music and their own recording, and without going through any labels in Malaysia. And I was just so impressed by that, and I wanted to do it as well, you know what I mean? So that's how I got into music.
You're also Muslim. You're wearing a headscarf right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I am.
And you have actually gotten some attention for wearing headscarves that are very fashionable.
yeah, a little bit. I think even in Malaysia, you know, it was like a little bit of a new thing. We have like Malay Muslim girls who, you know, who were performers. They were artists. But with me, I was the first one who covered up. And, you know, I just wanted to be myself. I didn't want to change for the industry and anything like that. So
did you feel pressure to do that?
Well, no, not at all. I mean, obviously, the way it was before, but this was like, you know, 7-8 years ago, I was approached by a recording label, and, you know, but this was in Malaysia. So they were telling me, like, it will be a little bit difficult if, you know, if I were to be wearing the hijab. So that was kind of like why, you know, I didn't go through labels. Instead, I started my own company, and I recorded myself, you know, like, produce my own albums and stuff like that. So
was it harder though when you do it that way to become, for example, a big success here in this country?
Well, coming out here, you know, I had like a positive mindset. I really just wanted to make music, and I felt that, you know, Los Angeles was a perfect place for me to do so, because it's just a creative hub where everyone, like, there's a lot of talent in yeah. Los Angeles. And, you know, for example, that's how I met, like, Lincoln and a lot of other producers that I work with. And I love it. You know, like, it's like a really great working atmosphere for me. 'Cause I just thought I should let you know I want you back.
We're speaking with Yuna, who is headlining her first tour in the United States. This is her song, I Want You Back. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Here and Now, and we're back now with Yuna. Here is her song, Lights and Camera, off her new album. Lights, camera, strike a pose, have someone help you, put lipstick on, yeah, high heels, now you're 6 feet tall, and everybody knows who you are, and nobody cares if your heart is aching, nobody cares if you want more, nobody wants to know, you cried the night before. Well, as we have been hearing, Yuna is from Malaysia. She was in law school when she decided to focus on music instead. She has her own clothing business offering fashionable yet modest clothes for Muslim women. And she's headlining her first tour in the U.S. right now. And Yuna, when you're singing or writing music, who are you thinking of that you're singing to?
I see myself as a storyteller. So sometimes I feel like I'm writing to an audience. But at the same time, sometimes I feel like I'm writing to just one person if it's, like, based on my personal experience. But, yeah, I mean, like, I get my inspiration from a lot of different things. For example, like, if I talk to a friend and, you know, like, if she's going through a bad relationship and stuff like that, you know, that's something that would, like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, I'll sing about this. I feel like a lot of people can relate to this.
Does your religion figure into your music at all?
Yeah, it plays a huge part. Obviously, you know, it is what it is. I'm a Malaysian Muslim. I grew up, you know, practicing Islam. And there's a focus there to just, like, make music for a greater good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't sing about dancing in clubs and stuff like that. I feel like I have a little bit of a responsibility in just like making music to make people feel good about themselves. And, you know, like, I just want to spread this positive energy. And I think even though we're all different in music, there's no, it's borderless, you know? And I feel that's a way for me to, like, you know, reach out to people who are not like me, but they could relate to my songs, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Is there anything that the Malaysian audience gets about your music that the American audience doesn't, do you notice?
I don't think so. I don't feel like whenever I go back to Malaysia, I'm another person, and when I'm out here, I'm another person. Basically, I'm just me, you know, like, I find it really hard to pretend to play parts. You know how, like, sometimes artists, they have, like, their alter egos and stuff like that? Like, I'm not that person. Basically, like, I grew up, you know, being a singer-songwriter. And out here, I'm just, like, growing from that into, like, you know, something bigger and, you know, making, like, exploring different types of music. And that happened to me, like, when I moved out to Los Angeles, like, 3 years ago. And now it's still, like, a growing process. And then, like, when I go back to Malaysia, it's, I'm still me.
Who are your biggest influences?
My biggest influences would be Leslie Feist. She's amazing. I think the first time I saw her perform, you know, it was a YouTube video on, she was performing in Paris, and she was performing, you know, she played the guitar, she sang, and, you know, she was flawless, and I fell in love with her. So I was just like, oh, one day I want to be just like her. So, yeah, that kind of, like, motivated me to write my own music as well.
Well, I want to hear another song from you, and this is the song Falling.
Yeah.
Been a long day. I can't seem to keep up with it. I want to fall asleep so I don't have to remember. Protect my heart. No, don't have to check up on me. I'll be alright. I turn off the lights and swim into the night. I keep falling. 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 I keep falling for you. I wanna forget. Check up on me, I'll be alright. I turn off the lights and swim into the night. I keep falling, 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 I keep falling for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yuna Zarai, also known as just simply Yuna, and her guitarist here with her, Lincoln Jesser. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And Robin, I was able to see Una perform as well in concert, mm-hmm. and wow, she is really fantastic. You can check out her tour dates at hereandnow.org, and you can also see a photo of her visit to our studios.
Will do. One last note before we go. It's the kind of story, Jeremy, that makes listeners in Florida and Arizona laugh out loud.
Are you talking about the snow?
I am.
Because
I
just got a note from Arizona yesterday from a friend in Arizona who said, I can't believe it's snowing again there. It's so warm and nice here.
It is. And you were reprimanded today by a coworker for not clearing the snowbank that grew on the top of your car when you were away for a few days.
Yes, I was. And I came back and there was all this snow on the top of my car. And I was racing to get here this morning.
Well,
and I took it off the front windshield and the back,
yes,
but not the top.
But you were then transporting a potential weapon, an ice missile. Here's Lieutenant J. Paul Vance of the Connecticut State Police.
The debris coming off of a vehicle, ice and or snow, is a great hazard to all traffic and has, in fact, caused accidents and caused people to lose control and crash, and as well as damage other people's personal property, i.e. their vehicle.
See, Jeremy, Connecticut is one of many states now ticketing drivers carrying these ice missiles. The ice missile law in Connecticut includes all passenger and commercial cars. It's no small matter. You can get a $120 ticket.
Wow.
So far this year, almost 300 drivers have, and it's become a new source of revenue in the state. It's already generating some $28,000, but Officer Vance says it is not about the money.
We're not out to generate revenue here. We're out to enhance safety on the roads and highways of Connecticut.
So, listeners, beware, not just in Connecticut, but in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, where, Jeremy, you may also have to pay for damage you caused to other vehicles with your ice missiles.
Okay, before we go too far here, I should say that it's snow on the top of my car, not ice, but I guess I still have to clear that off,
the
right?
Day may come, too, when it freezes.
It could turn into ice. It wouldn't take long around
and even,
here.
You've been, everybody, listeners know, you've been driving along and suddenly you're in your own mini squall because the snow from Jeremy's car.
It's all my fault is basically the moral of the story here.
Clean off the car. Roof, but another tip, do it out in the street for the plows, not in your driveway where you have to
where
shovel
you'll
it.
Where you get stuck then, of course. From NPR and WVUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.